So generally, has diabetes fitted in quite easily with your work?
Most jobs I've had, it has. However, over the last sort of 5 months, I've been on a secondment to the training team for customer service, the company I work for, which has meant I've been up and down the country at various different places training up new customer service reps. Staying in hotels probably Monday to Friday on my own, having diabetes, it's been slightly scary for me because whilst I'm quite laid back about it, if you're in a hotel on your own where nobody knows you, if, God forbid, you passed out in the night through high blood sugars, there would be nobody there to notice that you hadn't got up or hadn't come into work. So from that respect, I've been trying to be a lot tighter with the control. And in turn, that's made me have more hypos because I've been being stricter. I think that has affected that particular job, but moving into the new position now, it'll be a lot more routine based, so I should be fine.
Was that the first time in your life that you'd ever felt at all insecure at having diabetes?
Actually, yes, it probably was, because whilst you can be independent at home, there's always somebody around just in case it goes wrong that will notice if you don't get up in the morning. But staying in a hotel, nobody knows that I'm there to get up, so they wouldn't notice. And I think I had one really bad hypo whilst I was in, I'd just got out of a hot bath and I was talking to my mum on the phone and I just drifted off, and mum shouted down the phone, "Emma, Emma," and I sort of came back to, and she was worried and I was worried because she knew I was in Manchester. She was down here just north of Oxford, and if I didn't get up or if I passed out, there'd be no one there to know. So she frantically wrote down the hotel name and telephone number, what room number I was in, and made me promise to ring her when I woke up in the morning. Otherwise, she'd ring me, and if there was no response, she'd ring the hotel. So we got round to it in the end. But yeah, I did feel a bit insecure.
Thinking of the future, perhaps marriage or whatever, would... No. How shall I express this? What kind of support would you be looking for?
I think when I finally settle down living with my current partner, I think I need to have someone that's not going to be constantly on at me about it, but knows what to do if needs be. I'm lucky enough to have a partner that has medical issues of his own, so he knows what it's like to need to be aware of things but not make a massive fuss about things.